In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God resists the proud, and He gives grace to the humble. And that statement, which is found in many places in Scripture and was quoted by Jesus in a slightly different way at the end of the Gospel reading, that statement does not mean, therefore, go and manufacture some kind of humility so you can clothe yourself in humility so that God will then hand out the grace goodies to you. That's not what that statement means at all. Because that kind of an attitude, that sort of approach is Pharisaical. It is hypocritical. And the Pharisees, of course, were masters at humbling themselves before God, all the while rubbing it in everyone else's faces how humble they were. Which, as you can obviously see, really isn't humility at all, is it? It's really a false, look at me, humility. But this statement here about God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble, what that really means is it means to be like a little child. For unless you receive the kingdom of God like this, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now think about little children then, toddlers. Toddlers need their parents. Especially when, once again, they've lost a wrestling match with gravity. And at that moment, no one but mommy or daddy will do. But of course, with a toddler, it doesn't matter how many times you ask them, what's the magic word? Doesn't matter how many times, they still come to you, not saying please, but demanding stories and food and drinks and fixing of problems major and minor, right? Why? Because you, mom or dad of that child, you are their helper. You are their caregiver. You're the one who loves them. And so they have faith that you will do what needs to be done for them. And so they come to you with both the most mundane of requests and also the most needful of requests, demanding in faith that mom and dad do something about it. And because of their trust in mom or dad, they, of course, are the only ones that matter when the world hurts them. Now you are God's child. And that means that you and I need God. He is the only one who can fix what is broken in you. He is the one you go to when the world hurts you. Even when you did it to yourself, like a greedy, deceitful, whoremongering tax collector, or like a prideful brother murderer, or a backstabber, or a loser, or a burnout, or a drunk, or a drama queen, or a liar, or an object of scorn, or whatever label you or the world have put on yourself, whatever word it is that causes you to turn your eyes downward. But whatever you have done, that is not who you are. This world tells us that doing is being, that what you do makes you who you are. And so in this world, your worth is connected to what you do or what you don't do, to how much you make. You are what you do, according to our world. Whether that's a prostitute, or a cheat, or a druggie, or a homosexual, or whatever, in our world, what you do tells you who you are. But the Lord tells you this day, the Lord tells you that He is your being, that He is your identity, that He is your Father, that He claimed you when you were baptized. He elected you at that moment to be His own. He sent His Son to spill His blood in payment for you, to cover over the sin which cries out from the ground hounding after you, to silence your own wounded conscience, to wash you clean in water that flowed from His pierced side. And that makes you His. And it has nothing to do with your doing. Doing, dear friends, doing is pride. Whether you have a twisted pride in your own sin and the abusive names that you or the world call you, or whether you have a foolish pride in your own good works, doing is pride. Being is humble. It is receiving. It is childlike surety that mom or dad or heavenly father will fix it. Now the Pharisees boast, and the Pharisees, they mention, and they can't stop talking about what they do. Especially the Pharisee in Jesus' parable today. Even in prayer, he's mentioning what he does. Because pride devours you. Just like Cain was told, sin's crouching at the door. It desires to have you, to devour you. Pride devours you, and so God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Just as he rejected Cain's prideful offering, but then when Cain was humiliated, when he was humbled, when he was brought low, and like a petulant child, he cried out to the Lord, "People are going to kill me! Then God protected him with a mark saying, "Don't kill this guy. It'll go bad with you if you kill this guy. Killing is wrong. Don't kill this guy." That mark that God put on him. Because God gives grace to the humble. God humbles those who exalt themselves, and he exalts those who humble themselves in faith. And this is not another Pharisaic scheme to get ahead with God. It's just the reality of failed children who are loved by their father. Loved so much that he pays their debts. Loved so much that he covers their shame with his mercy. That he sends his son to take on himself what they have done. To exchange their wicked deeds for his righteous deeds. And to pour into their laps his fatherly love. So that like beloved children, they might be receivers of grace. And not boasters of mighty works. Because the reality is, what mightier work do you need than the Son of God laid low for your sins and then risen and exalted for your justification? And what greater gift is there than all of your sins paid for by and the Father's unbounded love to you throughout all of your days? For the receiving child, the child who receives all those good things from their parents, that child who humbly trusts in their parent doesn't think that it's presumptuous to come demanding good things from mom or dad. Never crosses the child's mind. They just believe in mom or dad's goodness. And so they receive. And they go home justified as their daddy's child. Their sins covered over by the blood of him whose blood speaks a better word than that of Abel's, whose blood washes away sin rather than bringing sin to remembrance. And so, you who have sins that cause you to not lift your eyes up for the shame of your doing, have your faces lifted this day and have your eyes wiped free of tears by him who is your being. By him who out of love for his father purchased for his father sons and daughters out of all of their houses of bondage. For you are not those names that you've been called, that you've called yourself. You are a child of God. You are wrapped in the arms of his love and lifted up by him onto his knee and embraced like a little child on the throne of his grace, robed and wrapped in him and his love. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, may it keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.